Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, what can we say? Another mass shooting at a school in Florida, 17 killed, a 19-year-old former student, according to the sheriffs there in Parkland, Florida. AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. We've heard this before. And more people in pain.
David, it is so discouraging, and I just don't know what to say. We have a president of the United States who, by his refusal to do anything about this, we have a situation where there are going to be great heroes who, in the face of the National Rifle Association and all their insidious stuff, will take on the bullies who are insisting that our children are killed, and they are doing that by their absolute inaction. We know it has to be done. We have to put some controls on these rifles and on these guns. In the case of Florida, you could have a rifle when you're 18, but you couldn't have a handgun until you were 21. It is all beyond my personal comprehension. I was sitting there, I was watching it, and all of a sudden I began to tear up, David. And I'll tell you why. My kids are in their 40s now. But I remember when they went to high school. I could just imagine if their lives, as the 17 already and several more who will probably expire, I don't know whether they will or not, but I teared up thinking that could have been my kid. And I think every American understands what that pain is like. There are some things you can't do anything about, some cancers, some other things. But this we can do something about as a nation, but we haven't got the backbone to do it. And we certainly haven't gotten the leadership to do it because of one really well-organized group, which is supported by the Supreme Court of the United States and by the Congress of the United States, a bunch of fakers, if there ever were.
Well, Alan, the President of the United States says he's totally opposed to domestic violence, this despite some defense of his former aide, Rob Porter.
Added to the 2,000 lies that the Washington Post came up with that Trump had said, and that was several months ago. You know, this guy says anything he wants. They sit down in the White House and they say, oh, Mr. President, people really hate this business, and so we have to do something. He'll go out and he'll make a statement. I'm against all domestic violence. Well, if you are, then there are some actions that you can be taking to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't go on. But instead, you make a statement, you Twitter, you tweet, and it has the effect of nothing.
Will there be any effect from the head of the state Republican Party, Ed Cox, who has filed a formal complaint with the state's Public Ethics Commission, Alan, alleging that Governor Andrew Cuomo and his top aide, Joe Percoco, now on trial for bribery in Manhattan, broke the state's public officers law?
Well, let me put it this way. We do know now that Percoco was in a building where he was theoretically on leave to run the campaign. Hey, this goes on. It's rife through state government. There are formal advisors, informal, on the payroll, off the payroll. Cox is exactly right to do it. But he better watch out. And I think the guy is a very smart man, and I like him. But he better watch out because, believe me, the Republicans do it too.
A candidate for governor. We know that Republican John DeFrancisco from Syracuse is in the race. The now new, it appears, candidate is Republican Joseph Holland, who is the co-chair of former Governor George Pataki's winning campaign in 1994.
Well, look, DeFrancisco himself thinks that this is a possible win against Cuomo, even with this $30 million and this being a Democratic year, if there ever was going to be one, especially in New York State. And he cites Pataki. But that was 1994, and that was a Republican year. It was Mario's fourth try to be governor of New York. And so it was a very different time. On the other hand, I think a lot of the Republicans were counting on the fact that this trial was going to blow the top off of the administration of a guy who said, I'm going to come to Albany and clean everything up. He tried to do that as attorney general. He got some high marks for doing that. His numbers are going down now. He's still above 50%, and above 50% is a winning hand in this poker of politics. On the other hand, the trajectory is going down, and there are going to be a whole bunch of other trials related to all of this. So, if you follow the logic, there could be some danger for Cuomo here, because after all, if these guys around him, whether they're found guilty or not, were pulling some stunts that were massively unattractive to people, people say, well, who's watching the store? Right? They may blame Cuomo, and to some degree he will deserve some of that blame because his top guys were misbehaving, or at least allegedly misbehaving.